This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. All preparations are in place for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow for 88 constituencies spread over 12 states and union territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Voting will also take place for the remaining part of outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. Number of seats going for polls tomorrow is as follows: 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 seats in Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. The polling for Betul parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, has been postponed for the third phase due to demise of BSP candidate. Campaigning for this phase ended last evening. Some of the prominent candidates whose political fate will be sealed in the EVMs tomorrow are Congress leader Rahul Gandhi from Wayanad in Kerala, CPI's N.E. Raja also contesting from Wayanad, Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar from Thiruvananthapuram, Congress leader Shashi Tharoor also from Thiruvananthapuram, Tejasvi Surya of the BJP from Bangalore South, Hema Malini of BJP from Mathura. Other key candidates are BJP's Arun Govil from Meerut, ex-Karnataka CM H.D. Kumaraswamy from Mandya, and Papu Yadav from Purnia. Filing of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow, and candidates can withdraw names by the 29th of this month. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. Election Commission of India has taken cognizance of an alleged violation of the Model Code of Conduct by star campaigners of the BJP and the Congress. The ECI has sent letters to the BJP President J.P. Nadda and the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and sought the response by 11 a.m. on Monday. The ECI has directed in the letters that all star campaigners to set high standards of political discourse and observe provisions of MCC in letter and spirit. In the complaints, Congress, CPI and CPIM had raised objections on the speech made by senior BJP leader during his election speech in Banswara, Rajasthan, while BJP in the complaint has had raised objection on the election speech made by Congress leader at Kottayam in Kerala. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed an election rally at Siddipet in Medak Lok Sabha constituency of Telangana this afternoon. He alleged that the ruling Congress leaders have virtually turned the state into an ATM for the party leaders in Delhi. He raised concern over the Congress government not investigating the corruption charges against the BRS, whether it was Kaleshwaram or land scams. Mr. Shah also said that the overall development of Telangana can be possible only under the BJP rule. In Bihar, 6 people, including 3 women, were killed in a major fire incident in a hotel near Patna Junction this afternoon. CTSP of Patna, Chandra Prakash, informed that 15 people were injured in the incident. He said people who received burn injuries have been admitted to Patna Medical College Hospital, PMCH. Sources said the fire tragedy broke out due to spark when cooking was underway. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions will continue over East and South Peninsula India to the next 4 days. Heat wave conditions are likely over Bihar, Jharkhand, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and East Uttar Pradesh. Maximum temperatures will rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over Central and East India. Talking to Akashvani, IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said, heat wave conditions are also likely to prevail over coastal Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal and Bihar. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. At the points table, SRH is at the third spot with 10 points table, while RCB is at the bottom of the table with just 2 points. Today's match is a must-win for RCB to stay in contention for the playoffs. In yesterday's fixture, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Titans by 4 runs at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.